Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. This is our finale episode. Yes, we made it. We sure did. I just want to thank you fans out there that download the podcast. Seriously, thank you so much for downloading every week. I told you we caught up. So yes, this week was the finale of Gotham. And it was titled Transference, and it was episode 22 of season 2. Wow, we're now going to season 3. Do you think we will finally get to see the Bat in the next season? A lot of people are saying too early. A lot of people are saying, no, it's time. But wouldn't it be Batboy rather than Batman? I don't know, has he hit puberty yet? I don't even know. All right, so we're live right now. Call in at 347-637-3821. That's our number here. We're live for the next half hour. We're going to be talking about the finale. And, yes, there will be spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, today is Thursday, May 26th. And so you've had a couple days now to catch up. So if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but we're just going to spill the beans, if you know what I mean. All right, again, that number is 347-637-3821. We are also on Twitter. Join us at Gotham Talk, all one word, and also on Facebook. All right, cool. Let's see. We have our first caller here from area code 239. Who is this?
Your big fan co-host, Matt from Florida. What's up, man? Hey,
What's up, dude? How's it going?
Good. I'm sorry to say this. I can't do the all-nighter. I got to wake up early.
Oh, no worries. No worries. But, dude, did you watch the finale for Gotham?
Oh, hell yes. It was amazing. Dude, Hugo Strange killed it when he came in mid-season. Oh, my God. When I saw a clone of Bruce Wayne, oh, my fucking God. It was
amazing. That was pretty creepy, right?
And then seeing Fish Mooney trying to escape, that was sick. I thought Deadshot was going to show up.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been, like, crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Heads would have exploded.
Yes.
All right, well, this is while Gordon, Bruce, and Lucius remain hidden at Indian Hill, the city of Gotham will be met with a new threat at Hugo Strange's inmates devise a plan to escape and start their own lives in Gotham. And we know that because they have a new leader, Fish Mooney. And, wow, her powers of persuasion. What did you think about that?
I thought that was insane. I mean, total insanity that she can totally – I caught that now, that she was controlling Miss Peabody
yep.
down the street with the Livishy cookies. Only kidding. I'm just kidding. That's just a weird name you get, Miss Peabody, over at Arkham
Miss
Asylum.
Miss Peabody.
That's like
yeah.
a, that's
I like
your
saying it. Miss doctor. Peabody.
Miss Peabody. Peabody, she's like the type of doctor you go see normally,
oh,
or she's like a friend across
sure.
the street or something. I just don't
yeah.
kidding.
Well, the episode aired on Monday, May 23rd, 2016. That was the finale of season 2 of Gotham. The ratings did not go up from last week's. Looks like last week's was a 3.84, and this week's episode was a 3.62, so they kind of didn't end it on a high note. Compared to last season, a finale of season 1, it ended with a total of a 4.93. So that's pretty high. It looks like they were down a point.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy.
I know.
Like
I love it because
we saw
Freeze again. We had Firefly.
Yeah,
the Riddler
cool. I love those
playing
parts.
With the, already with Bruce Wayne. Can you imagine? Like we got to see the first riddle that the Riddler gave to Bruce Wayne.
Yes, that was awesome. I love that part, especially seeing, again, you get Penguin and Butch
yes.
aiming at Doctor
yes.
Strange. I was going, oh,
that
my
was so
God,
funny.
that's a scene we're going to be talking about again. Oh, my God. Penguin uses a bazooka, and then Penguin sees Fish. She is so shocked, and then she touches him, and then it looks like Penguin is dead.
Or do you think she's going to control him?
Probably in season 3, I bet.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that really
I thought it was
Are you happy that Fish Mooney is back?
Not really. I wasn't a big fan of her in season 1. I mean, yeah, she was trying to throw down Falcone with all these people she wanted to try to hire and work with Butch. I did enjoy parts of season 2 a lot with Jim, and but not with the Theo Gallivan type crap. And I mean, please, no more. Don't resurrect Theo Gallivan or whatever type of hell he's in right now. There was a scene in there tonight. Like you always say, Jesus, don't eat anything.
Definitely.
Do not eat anything when you're watching the show.
I'm not kidding around when I say that, because sometimes I forget and I'm eating. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Because every time there's a creepy scene, like the finale is going fine, epic, and then all of a sudden you see freaking zombies walking out of the bus.
Like
that
literally.
They're
like zombies. And then, you know, some are like creatures.
And then
so that's
kind of
cool. It's like next season's going to be the year of the monsters. No more the villains. Now the year of the monsters on Gotham.
Oh, that's going to be very interesting. And now Jim left. And now Bullock is captain of the police now. And he's going to – Jim's going to go find Lee.
Yep, and then
I didn't know this. The actress who plays Lee played Vanessa in Deadpool.
Yes, that's her. And did you know that they are together for reals?
Yeah, I read that at Movie Pilot. But boy, Alfred, geez, he was pissed off that Lucius and Bruce didn't return home from Arkham. He goes up to Jim.
Right. And thank you for bringing up that scene when you're talking about when he's at the precinct, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Alfred.
How bad was the decoy for Jim? I mean,
that
it
was
so bad. And I know he was trying to make it obvious it wasn't him, but you know, it was just like
he had to try to be like a chameleon,
it threw me off.
Like on Spider-Man, and then he was trying like to be like a shapeshifter or something. If anything, Doctor Strange could have made a shapeshifter villain. And then I did like the way when Barbara punched him in the face and saw that it wasn't Jim.
That was a cool effect. Yeah, that was a total comic book look.
Yeah.
It was a look and feel of it.
Gotham takes it from the Tim Burton Batman, sort of. Even though there was no Batman in it
yet.
Yeah, the effects, the police station, the way the city looks. It takes a lot look from
Tim
Burton Batman. I wonder if he had an idea for the Gotham TV show.
Yeah, who knows? All right, so let's
see.
I also did
when Doctor Strange was doing that truth serum on Jim, and then all of a sudden he started to snap out.
And then he goes,
have
3 hours to die.
I don't want to be a cop anymore.
Exactly.
So I don't know what's going on with Jim.
Yeah.
I like it when he's a hard, heavy cop in Gotham, and then all of a sudden now he just doesn't want to do it anymore. And goes, okay, Harvey, bye. These freaks are going to take over, and you're in it. And there's no Batman, no Superman. I wonder if that's like Earth 4 or Earth 5.
Hey, pick a number at this point.
Probably. I bet like Earth 4.
It's like each show should be its own Earth, well, except for Arrow and The Flash. Those are on the same Earth.
Yeah.
And they're claiming it as Earth 1, too. So...
Mm-hmm.
So on Earth 1 is hello,
Earth 1 should be The Flash and Arrow. Earth 2 and Legends. Earth 2 is Flash 2, Earth 2, and Arrow parts of Earth 2. Earth 3 is Jay Garrick's Earth. I don't know what Earth is.
Right.
Supergirl's
and then what
Earth
about Gotham Earth?
Earth 5, and then Smallville is probably like Earth 20.
There
if they
you
ever
go.
Get to that point.
There you go.
It's a fan's dream. It's a fan's dream if they ever get to that point.
Oh yes, of course.
Only
and it's not stopping. As you guys heard that, you know, they are going. They greenlit a pilot for Krypton, so that's going to be epic.
Yes.
I mean,
I want to see that
TV
so bad.
Is just coming out very strong, and it's not going anywhere, and we love it. I mean, so far, no, not even a dud. And I heard, iZombie get picked up again?
I don't watch iZombie very much, but I'm sure it did. All the shows got picked up.
Because, you know, that's a DC property from Vertigo.
Yeah. I didn't watch shows, but I'm just mainly on Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. I wonder when Legends of Tomorrow is going to be coming back. Because I remember when it didn't premiere until, like, late November.
Right, and I wonder if they're going to get more episodes this second season, because if you remember,
I heard
they
it's
did
be
17 in this season compared to all the others that did like 22 episodes.
No, Jesus, I read it's going to be only 16.
Really?
I heard from this guy, Emergency Awesome Charlie, on YouTube, and he said it's going to be only 16. Sucks.
Did he say why?
I know how amazing. No. I don't know why the producers don't make more episodes. And I'm hoping on how the big success it was.
I wonder if it's in regards to the special effects.
Probably so. But we do know
like
Ray's returning.
Like it's too costly.
Hawkman, Hawkgirl is not going to be on it so much. I mean,
I know.
I thought that
I know. Wait, hold on,
finale.
Hold on. We're jumping ship, Matt.
I know.
This is Gotham talk.
Okay, we're back in Gotham now.
Yeah.
I don't think what else to talk about in the episode. I mean, I think we covered
Yeah,
all
I think
of it.
We pretty much covered it. Yeah, we saw the comeback of the Penguin, but now, of course, he's under curse or whatever, under mind control with Fish Mooney, and she's definitely flat. Sorry?
And he's going to so join Fish Mooney in season 3. I was so freaking out at the very end. I was going like, like, at the very end of each show this week, I was like, oh, no, are you fucking kidding me? I got to wait for 5 months now? Like, at the very end of each
I'm
show,
so like
I was
that too.
So mad.
I hate waiting. I just hate
for
it.
For 5 months. At least we got good movies out right now.
Yeah.
At least there are movies to go see.
At
but
least there's
Dang
that.
It,
yes, that's for
and
sure.
Comic-Con. You got Comic-Con coming up.
I got
You're
it coming.
Lucky.
Yep, I got it coming. All right, Matt. So, anything else you want to add to Gotham before we say goodbye to Gotham Talk for a few months?
I just have to say it's been a great run for season 2. I hate you, Theo Gallivan. You suck. You stay in hell.
I know. He is gone. He's donezo.
Burn to hell in heck. No more Theo Galvan. I thought that was
best
so stupid.
Murder villain scene ever.
Yes. If it's ever nominated for an Emmy or even for Teen Choice Awards, I think or an Emmy or a Golden Globe, Gotham needs to get an award for Ben McKenzie. I love his performance as Jim Gordon. He does it
yes,
so
we
good.
Love Ben. Yes, we do.
Ben, I'd love
he's
to have
really
been
good
on the
as
podcast.
Jim. I mean,
yes.
He really goes 100%.
Yes.
He does.
Uh-huh. He does
That's
it
all we
so
gotta
well.
All
and
right,
then
cool.
All right, I guess that's it.
I think that's
talk?
It.
I mean, like,
Matt, give us your season finale shout-out as we will take a break. If you're listening to the podcast, we're going to take a break as the season ended, and then we'll come back as the season begins. So this will be
I'm
our last
excited.
Episode until until season three. So, Matt, give us your final Gotham Talk shout-out.
Great show, guys. I'm so glad that I got into these podcasts, especially you, man. You go above and beyond, Jesus, for doing all these podcasts. You're awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah, it is. I enjoy it every week. It's just so much fun, us friends, and whoever can call in if they want to join in on the fun to talk about Gotham.
Yeah.
That'll be cool one day. I even try to get
come
my
join
brother
us.
To
be
call
the
in.
Third one.
True. So true. All right. I'll be on Splash Talk. Great show.
Yes, coming up
three.
Next, because OMG, if you are a fan of The Flash, head on over to The
yes.
Flash Talk.
Yes.
That's our podcast where we talk about Barry Allen. And what did you do, Barry Allen? What
yes.
did you do? All right, we're going to end this. Thank you so much,
right.
Matt. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye.